My name is Kayla Phillips, and I'm an undergraduate student at ASU enrolled in History 494. The date is April 1st, 2021. The time is 9:06 a.m., and I'm speaking with Laverne Ford Wimberly. I want to ask you a question about your pandemic experience, but before I do, I would like to ask for your consent to record this response for the COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 archive is a digital archive at ASU. You that is collecting pandemic experiences. Do I have your consent to record your response and add it to the archive with your name?
Yes.
Thank you. First, can you tell me your name, age, race, and where you live?
Dr. Laverne Ford Wimberly. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm 82 years old.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to ask you a quick question about the pandemic. We've experienced a lot of changes in 2020, and many have been negative and disruptive, but perhaps it's not all bad. What's one positive thing you've experienced during the pandemic?
There has been a coming together of various people by way of Zoom. I think being connected by Zoom has really enhanced relationships with families, friends, and of course, other organizations that you might be associated with.
Okay. What are the benefits that you've noticed personally with Zoom in your life?
Well, I have had an opportunity to reach further with family members that live out of state in Atlanta, Georgia, and also Arlington, Texas, and around the area, where I would not have had a regular every Sunday Zoom time at 5 o'clock like I've had this year. Usually we kind of get together 3 or 4 times a year, but nothing on a weekly basis. So having come together on a weekly basis has been very inspirational to me and very informative, and I've loved it.
That's good. It's always good to keep family connections because family is a very important thing in people's lives.
It is, yes.
Thank you for your time today.